Fox Sports 1280 Rochester proudly welcomes you to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. From the east side to the Finger Lakes to the west side, this is a show that covers all of Section 5 sports.
From top to bottom.
Got a scoop or take? Call or text the show at 222-1280.
Nobody scoreboard watching. Plenty of fans do that.
Now let me give you what you came for.
Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, here's your host, Jeff DeVeronica and Steve Bradley.
Good morning, everybody. It is the second week of the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. I'm Jeff DeVeronica, the longtime host. The guy on the screen that you can't hear if you're on the radio is Steve Bradley, my former colleague with the Democratic Chronicle and our new co-host. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Fantastic. Just so everybody knows, we are recording this in advance. It's what we have to do the first few weeks of the school year. So we don't have that live energy of you being able to call in and talk with us, but we will get that back sometime this school year for sure. But we have a great show planned for you. Want to tell you what's going on this week. We're going to have on Carlos Cotto from the Rochester City Athletic, Rochester City School Athletic Director, and no sports in the city this fall, Steve. Tell us a little bit more about that and what we're going to talk with Carlos about.
Sure. I mean, the city made the decision last week that they were going to forego and push back the fall sports until the spring. And in the city, at least at the start of the school year, it's 100% remote learning. I know that that was a big factor. And we want to just talk to Carlos and see what went into that decision, how things have played out in the week or so since it was announced, and what steps are being taken to prepare, and how the student athletes and the parents in the city are coping.
Obviously, really difficult to lose sports like that. We're going to talk also about Greece Central voting this week to have fall sports, and I'll have a couple opinions on that, but I'll get to that in a minute. So we'll talk Carlos Cotto, the director, I think it's Health, Physical, Education, Athletics for the Rochester City School District. He'll be our first guest on the Special Tees Hotline today. And also we're going to talk with, he's in his 39th year as head coach, Wheatland Chi-Lai Soccer. Steve, he was coaching soccer when you played high school sports in Section 5, right?
Well, I don't know the exact timeline. 39 years, there would be overlap. My earliest memories of Gary, though, are when I was a sports writer in Batavia in 1989.
Gary Ward.
And, you know, we had the phone calls. The coaches would call into the office. I'm a part-timer. And Gary Wheatland Chi-Lai was kind of on the edge of the coverage area, but they played all the Genesee County schools. And Gary had really good teams back then, and he was one of the best, as he has been, I guess technically, Jeff, five decades, 80s, 90s, 20s, 2010s, 2020. Just being an ambassador for his not just his school, not just an advocate for his athletes, but an ambassador for his sport. I mean, and you know this through the years, whenever you needed a go-to person about girls soccer or other things in the Genesee region, Gary was a guy you could go to on the record, off the record. He's a straight shooter, tremendously successful, but not just the wins and losses in the athletes and the lives that he's impacted in over so many years.
I believe he is second all-time in Section 5 history. I did a little research for this one, Steve. Kay Peters from Addison down in the Southern Tier. She, as of last year, I believe it was, had 555 wins, and I think Gary was 541. We'll talk with Gary about that. Also going to talk with some of his top players, too, here in our Zoom chat room, which is great because then we can put all these voices onto our radio show, which normally we couldn't do in the past. We only had two guests available to be on the phone line. So we're going to talk with Naya Rosado, only the third player in Wheatland Chi-Lai history to be All-Grid of Rochester more than once. She's a senior this year, so she could do it three times. 48 goals last year for the Section 5. They were runners-up to Marion last year. 3-2 lost in the finals, the Class C2 finals. But Naya Rosado is going to join us along with Morgan Parker and Hannah Beldu. So three key leaders for the Wildcats. And what a tremendous program, 39 years for Gary Ward, the brother of longtime St. John Fisher College athletic director and coach, Bob Ward. So looking forward to talking to them on today's program. We also going to have our weekend, our Warrior, U.S. Army Warrior of the Week. We're not going to do Athletes of the Week this week. Obviously, no one's playing yet, but kids are practicing. We will talk about our Coach of the Week a little later on, too, brought to you by G&G Fitness. So this week, Steve, we had a resignation in Section 5 football. Took me by surprise, and as is the case most of the time, it's for all the right reasons. Mark Vitacore, I thought he had found the place to build a Section 5 champion in Fairport, where he's a physical education teacher. Comes from a long line of coaches out in the Finger Lakes League, Clyde Savannah. But he resigned this week, and for family reasons, which are always the best reasons. And he had a little more to say about that too, didn't he, Steve?
He did. And Jeff, you know, Mark, I remember watching him play for his dad, Dom, at Red Jacket in high school. And tremendous player. And he's got a young family. And I think when COVID hit and he was home with his family, he's given so much to not just the Fairport program, but he's part of the football coaches in the area, along with several others that are trying to New York State Prospects, I believe the organization called, where they're trying to get more recognition for athletes across Section 5. A lot of people believe this area has been under-recruited. And Mark has been, I think, founder and a real cornerstone of that organization. But when he was home with his kids, he realized what he was missing as a father. And I think as things went on and time passed, he didn't want to have any regrets with his own family. And you know, I think, you know, I've gone through that stage of life. You are in it and have gone through it. And it's difficult. We've seen a lot of people in athletics have to make that tough call. But in the end, it's really not that tough. If you're doing it for the right reasons to spend time with those who are closest to you, you know, tremendous respect and best wishes. And I think the one thing that we can definitely say about Mark is he's left Fairport better than he found it, right? And he followed a great coach in Dave Whitcomb, and he's built upon that. And you know, Fairport is continuing to be strong, and he will be missed, and his impact has been mighty.
Yeah, big time into the social media and trying to get kids noticed by colleges. So hey, good luck to him. Hopefully we'll stay in touch with him too. Good guy, good coach, and doing it for the right reasons. Spend more time with his young family. So good for him. Hey, this week, 7-2 vote for Greece Central School District to decide to have their children play sports this fall and try sports. I did watch the board meeting. Three of the board members in Greece, they kind of issued warnings. It was a bit of a threat. I didn't really like the way it came off. That, you know, you kids and you coaches, you better watch what you're doing, because if you don't do this safely, we're going to pull the plug on you. And it just seemed a bit condescending. I didn't really like the way that came off. Like, if you really feel that badly about it, then vote no. But they said they reluctantly voted yes. And I'm happy for the kids in Greece. I'm happy for the coaches in Greece. I know all throughout the entire section, people have to, you know, in a way, we're all connected by this whole thing, COVID-19. And if they're not safe in Greece, they're not safe in West Ronicoy, not safe in Marion or Pittsford or Victor, it could travel, this thing. And so we all got to kind of police each other. And I'm happy for those kids. I'm happy that they're going to get on those new turf fields in Greece. I know they've been jonesing to do that. I just didn't like some of the comments the Greece board made. I didn't like it. Like, they were doing it right and the whole section, or at least Monroe County, wasn't doing it wrong because we didn't put this to a special vote. But good on you.
And I think, you know, it's hard, but, you know, the live stream of the video, sometimes, though, you're working with people and everybody has the same common goal, right? To stay safe and keep playing and, you know, wear the mask. It's new. It's uncomfortable. But, you know, you gain a lot more taste with honey than you do with vinegar, right? And sometimes I've been in a guilty of this throughout times in my life, too. It's not what was said, but how it was said. And, you know, this is a kind of environment where you want to be as fostering, as positive as possible. Yes, you need the coaches to follow. You need the athletes to follow. You need the parents and the guardians and the families who may have restrictions and not be able to watch their children or their grandchildren or their neighbors play. And there has to be understanding that. And I think the other side of it is you do have to follow the rules, because everything is very tentative. I mean, what's true today might not be true tomorrow. And, you know, everybody wants what's best for the kids, wants safety. But you know, there's this reality, and Robert Zayas was great last week in our interview and being candid and open, that things can change in a heartbeat, and you have to be ready for that. You have to accept that. And really, the responsibility lies with everybody to do everything they can to give it a chance. There's no promises. There's no guarantee.
You got to nail down this masking thing, though, Steve. Some kids are practicing with masks. Some are practicing without. They really got to nail that down, I think, and because I know that's going to cause some ripples if one school plays with masks and one school doesn't. And we're going to have games starting here in about another week.
October 2nd and 3rd. So
Section 5 has started. Monroe County will start with practices on the 28th, which is Monday. And we'll see some games probably around Columbus Day weekend from Monroe County. So fingers crossed it all goes well. But again, we're in this together, so I hope people understand that. We have to take our first break. As we do that, I want to welcome back one of our great sponsors, Bath Fitter. There was a time during the pandemic where they had to stop going into people's houses and doing their work. They don't have to do that now. They did virtual tours, props to them for doing it the right way, and then now they're back open for business full bore. Bath Fitter in Rochester does more volume than most of the rest of the country. Usually ranks about third, my friend Steve Gangarosa told me. Third in the country for volume. That means they're doing a great job, and that means people are coming back, repeat customers, and the word is spreading. So check them out, bathfitter.com. You can check them out on Twitter at bathfitterroc. Thanks to them for supporting Section 5 Sports, supporting our show. We will take our first break and come back. We'll talk with Carlos Cotto, Director of Physical Education and Athletics for the City of Rochester. You're listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
As a roofer, the last thing you need is to not have what you need. So when it comes to roofing materials, the Home Depot has you covered for every job. We carry underlayment, leak barriers, starter strips and shingles from top trusted brands like GAF. With bulk discounts and job site delivery, we have everything you need for the entire roofing job under one roof. Take your next roofing job from start to finish with one stop. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the sound of regular water droplets. This is the sound of vitamin water droplets. Regular water. Vitamin water. Regular water. Vitamin water.
Hey, come on now.
Vitamin water. It has vitamins, but also parties. Copyright 2020, Glasso.
I brought my love of music with me.
I can still be a foodie.
We never skip date night.
Embrace life your way. St. John's offers a range of services for older adults, including independent housing, enhanced assisted living, rehabilitation, skilled nursing, adult daycare, and hospice. Call 760-1300 or go to stjohnsliving.org to schedule a tour today.
Up, down, push, only 98 more.
With my LG tone-free wireless earbuds, my hashtag workout selfies have never sounded so good. The notifications are rolling in. That's music to my ears. With high-res Meridian audio, so is my workout playlist. Sometimes I get so wrapped up in my music on my LG tone-free earbuds, I end up actually working out.
Left, right, diagonal, come on!
However you keep fit, LG tone-free wireless earbuds fit your workout. LG, life's good.
Back to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. My name is Steve Bradley. This is our U.S. Army segment brought to you by the U.S. Army. And Jeff's going to tell you about what's going on in this segment.
Yeah, you know, we always tell you about the U.S. Army because there's more than 150 different careers in the Army. They can help pay for your college education. Connect with our local recruiters. I always tell you, go into Facebook and search for Grease Army Career Center. Next week, we'll have another recruiter from another Army Career Center in our area. There's Army centers in Webster and Canandaigua, like I said, Grease. all over the area. So we'll tell you more about them and get to meet some of those recruiters. So please support the U.S. Army because they support our show. During this segment, Steve, we always tell folks about our athletes of the week. Now, we don't have games in Section 5 yet, so we don't pick athletes of the week. But I can tell you that Bob Johnson Auto, that amazing dealer out in on the west side, just in the outskirts of Greece, just past the city line, they are our new sponsor for athletes of the week. And, you know, we used to do athletes of the week at the paper, Steve. We didn't do that the last few years. I know we didn't think it was as popular, but I know Bob Johnson stepped up to the plate for sure because we're here to not just cover sports, but to promote these kids, aren't we?
Yeah, and it's always great to recognize athletes and a chance to see, you know, who did well in a certain period of time and chronicled that. And toward my end at the Democrat and Chronicle, we actually did it and we let the readers decide. We would nominate four or five people, and the response to that was very strong. And, you know, sometimes there may have been you know, people, you like to see it too. The ballot box gets stuffed, and people would, you know, if they had a bigger school or a booster club, they would do that. But a lot of times, the kids from the smaller schools did just as well, because when somebody from a smaller school was up against it, they rallied the troops and made a great run. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we come up with.
We're also going to tell you each week about our U.S. Army Warrior of the Week. And this week, our first one for the school year are the Wheatland Chilai Wildcats. This is it's a state powerhouse for small school girls, Steve. And so the Wildcats are our U.S. Army Warriors of the Week. They'll get a plaque from the U.S. Army because of that and hopefully put it prominently in Coach Ward's office or in the athletic office. And we tell you about our Coach of the Week that's brought to you by G&G Fitness. And what I love about this award, Steve, is about coaches who care about more than just wins and losses. Now, Gary Ward is our first winner, our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. And you don't do something for nearly 40 years if you don't love what you do. He's tough on his girls, but he's also fair. And again, obviously doing something right, Steve, to be doing it for 40 years and three state titles. I don't know if there's anyone else other than a man named Gary Page, God bless rest his soul, who's won more state titles in girls soccer in Section 5.
And you know, we talked about a little bit in the open, too, Gary Ward. His impact has been felt beyond Wheatland Chilai. He's obviously an advocate for his athletes in his league and across the section and the Wheatland players over the years, Section 5 players that made All-State. When you have Gary Ward's voice behind you and supporting you, that takes you a long way.
Great man, and like I said, a great coach. Really in it for all the right reasons. So you got your Coach of the Week, you got your Warrior of the Week, and you got your Athletes of the Week. We're going to take a break, and I come back. We're going to talk more high school sports right here. It's the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. We're brought to you by. So, by the way, I'm Jeff DeVeronica. I didn't even introduce myself this segment. We gotta always do that, big guy. We gotta you.
I introduced you. I said, "Here's Jeff. You're the longtime host. People know who you are."
All right, we'll take a break. Thanks for listening right here on Fox Sports 1280 and on our Zoom video too.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Right now, you can soak in the savings at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath event with new low prices on the latest, greatest faucets. Vanities from as little as $159. Plus, get up to 40% off all online bath essentials, as well as free delivery for online vanities. So relax and restore your space with beautiful bath savings now at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 27th, U.S. only.
At Podium, we work with over 55,000 local businesses, and we've had a front row seat as they use Podium's messaging tools to navigate these new challenges. They're staying in touch with customers, connecting remotely with website visitors, and collecting payments, all without contact, through text. That's why we're offering our messaging tools for free to every local business in the U.S. Go to podium.com/radio to get started for free. That's podium.com/radio.
This is the sound of regular water droplets. This is the sound of vitamin water droplets. Regular water, vitamin water. Regular water, vitamin water.
Hey, come on now.
Vitamin water. It has vitamins, but also parties. Copyright 2020, Glasso.
If you're seeing watermarks on your ceiling, it's a sign of real roof problems that will only get worse. Don't wait any longer. Call Patriot Construction today at 720-990 and have your roof fixed fast. That's 720-990 or visit nypatriot.com.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Welcome back to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. Our next guests are part of one of the best small school girls soccer programs in the state. Wheatland Chilai is here, and we've already named them earlier in the show, our U.S. Army Warriors of the Week. Our Wildcats are Warriors, and I know you'll have a good season because, let's face it, Wheatland Chilai always has a good season. And also in this room is Gary Ward. He's our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week, and we give that to a coach that really cares about what he does and how he impacts the lives of young people. So, Gary, congratulations on being our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week.
Thank you, Jeff.
And ladies, congrats on being our Warriors of the Week. I wanted to ask, let's start with, forwards always get their name in the paper because they score goals. Let's go to a defender first. Hannah, what makes Coach special? What makes him different? What makes teenagers want to listen to this guy?
I think since he's been coaching so long, everyone respects him a lot. And the way he coaches is very helpful because he focuses on like certain things that need to, like, he'll see what needs to be done and get it done.
How about you, Morgan? Anything to add about that? Is he a yeller? I mean, some kids don't like to be yelled at these days. I'm old school. He's old school. Does he raise his voice? Is it okay?
He raises his voice when he needs to, but he usually doesn't. But he definitely is the type to not worry about mistakes, and he gets his point out to the younger girls that mistakes are okay and he's not going to hold it against you. So I think that's what makes him a good coach, in my opinion.
Naya, I can't leave you out of this discussion. You tell me, what else do we need to know about Coach Ward?
Well, you could definitely see he loves coaching us, and he shows it a lot all the time, and he always puts his best foot forward and pushes us to the extremes. And I think that's really good because he knows what limits to push and where to fix the like mistakes and everything.
So over 39 years, he's seen it all. 9 Section 5 titles, 3 state titles, and Gary, 541 wins. That ranks second in Section 5 to Kay Peters down in the southern tier, Addison. She is 551. Gary, what keeps you coming back every year for more?
It's you know, other than my family, this has been working with these kids and teaching them to play this beautiful game has been a highlight of my life. And, I think we're blessed in Wheatland Chilai with the type of kids that we get, the character that they bring, the families that support us over the years. And it's just exciting to watch kids grow in the game. And that's not just the winning part, but the the transcendent values that they can carry with them into their life. And we really think we're making a little bit of a dent in helping them weather this pretty tough world.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that real quick. We'll go in reverse order this time. Naya, how difficult has it been not knowing if you're going to have a season? Did it limit what you could do in the summer in regard to summer soccer? But how difficult has the last 6 months been for you?
Well, at first it was very difficult not knowing if we were going to have our senior season, because that's what every soccer player looks forward to in school. But I was staying optimistic, and I made sure I trained every day or as many times as I could to stay in shape in hope of getting to our senior season. I just like to look at the bright side of things and just keep going and pushing until the final result.
How about Hannah, you and Morgan, how's COVID-19 been to you in regard to your training? And I mean, maybe the togetherness too of you're back in school. Are you in the hybrid model? Are you guys remote? What are you all doing? Hannah, what are you doing?
Yeah, we're both doing like the hybrid.
Is that a couple of days a week? How many days a week?
For me, it's 2 days a week.
And Morgan, you school?
Yeah. I go four.
Okay. What's it been like being back in school, Morgan, seeing people's faces and not looking at them at a computer screen like we are doing right now?
It's definitely relieving. Like, with COVID, it was like you were stuck in time. So that's how it felt with me. But being back in school and at least being able to see your friends for at least 2 days a week, that was very relieving. But, yeah.
So I got one more question. It's about, and then we'll talk some soccer. It's about masks. There's some gray areas about, do you have to wear them? Do you not have to wear them when you're playing? Obviously on the sidelines, you got to wear them, but do you all practice with your masks or do you plan to play with them? How does that look? And Gary, I'll give you is there a team rule or a school rule?
Yeah. According to, I came from our AD, so I'm assuming our league, we're wearing a mask at all times, and what we've told them is, the only break, even in games, the time they get off out of the car in the parking lot until the time they get back in the car, the masks are on. We give them water breaks, and they can, as long as they're socially distant, they can remove them then. And in a contest, the guideline we've given them is, if you make an 80-yard recovery run and the ball goes away from you and there are no players in the area, if you want to lift your mask and take a couple of deep breaths, that's great, but it goes back down.
Yeah, I think it's all being respectful of other people, whether it be your teammates or your coaches or your opponents even, because, really we're all in this together, because if it affects Whelan, it could affect one of your opponent, Bergen, or whoever it is, and then it's a traveling mess, and we don't want that, obviously. All right, so let's go back to last season. Didn't end the way you wanted, ladies. I know you wanted to get that block, Class C2 final. Dramatic win in the semis over Geneseo. Naya with a couple goals, a late winner. I'm sure you scored a bunch of winners. Naya, take me back to that moment, getting your team to the final. How did that feel?
It definitely felt great, but I couldn't have gotten there without my whole team pushing me and being motivated the whole time. You just have to work together and pull through all the way until the end, no matter how tired you are or when you want to give up, you just got to keep pushing. And, that really felt great, and knowing that I did my best and so did my team.
Morgan, what makes her so tough as a scorer? I mean, you defend her in practice, but you don't have to do it in games.
She is not the type to give up. She's was eighth grade year. It was state finals, and we were going into overtime, and she was the person that said, "Everyone play happy because we play our best when we're happy." And it was like 30 seconds in, and we scored the goal. So I think that she's definitely the type to bring the team up, because she's a big role model on the team. So when she says something, people have respect for her and they listen.
18-2 last season. Obviously, three key players back. Gary, a whole bunch of starters coming back from the runner-up team, or just a handful?
No, we have we're rebuilding two-thirds of our midfield, but we pretty much have the rest of the lineup back. And we lost Jenna Lemire and and Lindsey Clair, of course, to graduation, and also Ellie Wing, who was a defender and then emergency goalkeeper at the end. But we pretty much have our defense back and our forward line back, and we're rebuilding the midfield. But we think we're going to be fine.
Hannah, let me take you back to when you three were eighth graders. This was a program that had just won the state title, the first one in a long time since '91, and you came in as eighth grade. What was it like to come into this program at that point? Did you feel pressure? Did the older girls kind of show you the way? How did it feel as an eighth grader, Hannah?
It was definitely very, like, I was very nervous. I remember coming in scared and stuff, but it was definitely nice once we got, like, to talk to them. They're very welcoming and stuff, so I enjoyed my eighth grade year, actually.
You know, there's such a great line of sisters that have come through this program, the Clars, the Callahans, the Geisels. I remember, I think, the 2015 state title team had six sets of sisters. Any of your older sisters play for this squad, Morgan, Naya, or Hannah?
Mine did. I had two on the team, yeah.
Yeah? Did any of them play in state titles? Did they win state titles?
Yeah. Okay. My Cassie Parker, yeah, she did.
Gary, what do you like about this team? Strengths?
Well,
don't pause.
I think that's there's a lot of things I like.
Okay.
I think we have the veteran leadership to blend in some new pieces. I mean, these three are 5-year players on the varsity, and we have a leadership group that they're a part of that has spent a lot of time in the off season studying about, actually intellectually studying leadership and trying to put into effect some things that we can do to galvanize this unit. I think we have good speed. I think we have some tremendous skill players. And I think we've been there. And these kids know what it takes. And I think that it'll be their job to transmit that part of our legacy down to the next generation of players. And I have no doubt they're up to it.
Now obviously, you have two starting defenders right here. Your defense must be solid. Gary, tell me a little bit about Hannah and Morgan as defenders. What makes them strong back there?
Well, Morgan's going to play in the midfield this year. She can play anywhere, but she's going to be our defensive midfielder. She is, I think she's going to take some people by surprise. She spent a lot of the last couple of years on the injury list, and she is fit, and she worked really, really hard in the off season to get her body in shape, and she's going to have a phenomenal year, and she's also a tremendous leader, and she's keeps us loose. She's pretty funny. And keeps us laughing. Hannah is the leader, and not only a team leader, but she runs the defense like there's no tomorrow. She has great vocal leadership skills. She's always talking, always helping. And she's also a great teacher and has a great propensity to help out the younger kids and likes to do it. So this type of leadership just cannot be found, in my opinion.
All right, ladies, I got one more question. I've covered sports a long time. I when I started around here, Abby Wambach was your age, younger than you, actually. And I'm not saying that name because I want you to use that name, but do you have, like, you're living in a different era of soccer. When Abby was young, there was, like, Mia Hamm was, like, the only soccer player anybody knew. Do you have a favorite female soccer player out there that you like to watch? Is there one that you look to? Hannah, is there one in particular? Or Naya or Morgan? Tell me about it.
Definitely Alex Morgan for me. I always looked up to her. I love watching her play and just very big inspiration to me.
How about Hannah Morgan? Anybody in particular?
Yeah, I grew up watching her and Carly Lloyd, who obviously isn't as – she's getting older now and stuff, but both of them.
She's a beast. Yeah, she's great. Now, how about you, Morgan? Anybody in particular?
Yeah, those are the two I was going to say.
Well, listen, I really enjoyed getting to know you a little bit today, and I appreciate you coming on to our program. Gary, best of luck to you, my friend. You're in your 70s, sir, so please stay safe. Keep doing what you love to do no matter what. I'm really glad that everyone's going to get a chance to get out and play some sports this fall. hope everyone stays safe and we don't have to cut this season short by any means. So, Hannah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Naya, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Morgan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gary, stay well, sir, and we'll see you down the road. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Wheatland Chi-Lai Girls Soccer here on the Special Tees Hotline on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, hearing full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers, Truck and Fire Insurance Exchanges, or affiliate.
This is the sound of regular water droplets. This is the sound of vitamin water droplets. Regular water. Vitamin water. Regular water, vitamin water.
Hey, come on now.
Vitamin water. It has vitamins, but also parties. Copyright 2020, Glasso.
It may not be Tuesday, but it's still the perfect night for tacos. So grab some Old El Paso stand and stuff taco shells and tortilla bowls. Old El Paso's flat bottom shells and bowls stand in place, so they're easier to hold, fill, and eat. Perfect for big hands and small ones, too. Get everyone excited to come to the table with a quick and easy meal that stands on its own. Old El Paso Stand and Stuff Taco Shells and Tortilla Bowls. Go to oldelpaso.com for ideas and recipes.
For summer DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something. It'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weekend at Kohl's, take an extra 15% off buying great deals on tops for her. Save big on Levi's denim and get 20 to 40% off Food Network. Plus, take $10 off your style event purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, free store pickup. Find a little more this fall. Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid September 17th through 27th. 15% off with promo code SAVE. Levi's sale valid September 23rd through October 12th. Offers and coupons do not apply. 10 off 50 women's with promo code STYLE10. Men's with promo code MENSTYLE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
T-Mobile and Sprint have merged. Now that Sprint is a part of T-Mobile, we have more towers, more engineers, and more coverage than ever before. This is not just a bigger network, it's a better one. And now, you can get an awesome network at an amazing price. Welcome to T-Mobile, America's largest 5G network.
5G device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require a certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
Whether it's a new roof, vinyl siding, or a fabulous deck, the only company I trust to do any remodeling on my home is Jan and his crew at Patriot Construction. No one does it better. One call does it all. 720-990 or nypatriot.com.
iHeartRadio. Soundtrack. Flashback.
Warriors. I'm out to play.
It bombed in the theaters, but it's now a cult favorite. 1979's The Warriors gave us an unbelievably cool song from Joe Walsh with an even better version recorded by the Eagles, In the City.
For more great movie soundtrack hits, check out Popcorn Radio on the iHeartRadio app.
Joining us now on the Special Tees Hotline is the Director of Health, Physical Education, and Athletics with the Rochester City School District. Her name is Mr. Carlos Cotto. Hi, Carlos.
Good evening. How are we doing, Jeff?
We're doing well. Steve Bradley's going to take this interview home, and I just want to tell you that I'm rooting for the city to get back on the field, get back in the classrooms, And I know it's really important for these kids to have that platform and to have that motivation to come to school every day and get ready to hit the books and then hit the playing field. So, Dee Bradley, my man, take it away, sir. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a crazy, crazy 6 months, and even crazier last couple weeks. You've always been such a huge advocate for the athletics and health and physical education being part of well-being for students and athletes. And last week, the city school district did announce that they were postponing the fall interscholastic sports until spring. Could you kind of just walk us through that a little bit and tell how that decision was made and how things have kind of materialized in the time since it was announced?
Well, I would say, I mean, starting in March and working our way all the way to September, I mean, there's been a lot of changes to the guidelines and updates to, you know, what was forthcoming as far as programs go. During that same time, we were in the process of determining how we were going to start our school year in that of instruction. And the district made the decision to start at 100% remote, which was a key piece to all of this in reference to our following decision in that of interscholastic sports. Given that we are in a 100% remote model and that we're in this 10-week kind of time frame where we're kind of assessing and reevaluating, you know, instruction in the transition into hopefully a hybrid or in-person, that really was kind of one of the key indicators in the decision moving forward to have sports, our fall sports season, move into that that March 1st start date so that we can really take these 10 weeks in this 100% remote model, assess and reevaluate, and then hopefully plan to transition into programs.
Yeah. And how has the reaction been? I think, you know, so many people having dealt with this unprecedented situation, you hope that there's patience and understanding and realize that the safety and well-being of everybody is at the center of it. Has the reaction been, have you received pretty much understanding from most folks and understand why you're doing it in the best interest of all is in hand here, that you need to get the education piece settled before you move on to incorporating more pieces?
I mean, I would say it's challenging. I mean, at the end of the day, when you know, the fact that we've got some programs that are operating within Section 5 as a whole, I think I would share with you that our goal moving forward is to really provide our young men and young ladies with a memorable experience. So there's been some concerns coming from some of our families, given some of the programs that are starting, you know, as of Monday of this week, and then we've got Monroe County starting on the 28th of this month as well. But what we're just sharing with our families is that at the end of the day, the choices and decisions that we've made have been really focused on the health and well-being and focusing on teaching and learning, just to transition into this particular school year, and that our goal is to assess, reevaluate, and really provide a plan that's going to provide them with that interscholastic experience as we do transition from this 10-week model.
And you, through the years, have been such a big advocate of increasing participation in the school district and the, you know, the benefits that being on a team or even an individual sport, that they carry lifetime lessons and things like that. What in your mind, Carlos, are the most valuable things that a young, you know, teenage student can take away from playing high school sports?
I think the connection. So, I mean, I did my dissertation work at St. John Fisher, and my work was on the impact of interscholastic sports and academic success. And it has a true impact. So I think on many aspects, from the social, especially social, and the emotional well-being and the relationships that are established, character development, and how that transitions into real life application from jobs to just friendships and the networking that you do within your community. So we truly, as a district, in the district's board, as well as our superintendents, have been very extremely supportive of our athletic programs, because they do understand that there is a balance. And when you're able to provide young men and young ladies with athletic opportunities, you see a huge increase in that of not only attendance, but academic success, and then citizenship as well. So I think that interscholastic sports within the Rochester City School District or the country as a whole is a huge anchor in developing and preparing young men to be young men and women to be leaders and role models. And everything that I've learned as a leader was learned through sports. And right. I've transitioned all of those skills into the job, which I think every young man and young lady will take some of those things that they've learned in these experiences and easily apply it into any job that they have in their career.
Just kind of going back in the time, where did you grow up and what sports did you play growing up?
So I grew up in Lowell, Massachusetts. I moved here to Rochester in 98 with the idea of getting 1 year of experience, and I've been up here ever since. As a high school athlete, I played football, but I transitioned into cross country. So I was a cross country runner, which has impacts. I know that that's one of our programs for this fall. Played basketball and then was a track runner as well.
And you got your dissertation at St. John Fisher. What about the community has, you know, brought you in and made it home to you? What do you like best about Rochester?
I think it's my why. It's the connection. It's the connection to our kids. I love my job, and truly looking to see how I can, you know, provide that pathway for our young men and our young ladies to be successful, not just in sports, but just the relationships that I've established within the city of Rochester, the recreation programs, trying to do a lot to really establish a strong foundation within our community to build. And when I say foundation, I look at our youth programs. We've got a lot of great things going on here in Rochester. And so one of my big callings in this particular role is how do we take all of these great opportunities that are taking place within our community as a whole and leverage them so that our young men and our young ladies get into those opportunities early on and they transition into our middle school and high school programs on the athletic end. But then we've got all types of other organizations within our community that are looking to empower and prepare our young men and women to be successful in their future.
So I know, Carlos, that nobody has a crystal ball and that you know, if things go according to plan, the three high risk sports that the state moved to the spring: football, competitive cheer, and volleyball, and then the moderate to lower risk sports that the RCST has also moved there. How do you see that all coming together? Would the teams in the low to moderate be playing mostly Rochester City School District schedule, a league schedule, and then the teams that were Section 5 is following a similar model would play a wider Section 5 model, or is that getting too far ahead of things?
Well, I mean, I think within the next couple of weeks to the beginning of next month, there's a lot of, you know, I'm doing my own assessing and kind of seeing what we've done as a section in reference to particular districts that have made the same decision, but also looking at different districts outside of our section. I'm sorry, different, looking at other sections close enough to us to see what we can do moving forward to support our young men and young ladies. So it's an internal piece around Section 5 and then kind of seeing what programs are in the same, you know, have made the same decision. And then also looking at sections, our neighboring sections, to see, you know, what their decisions are. And so I think within the next couple of weeks is trying to put all those pieces together. And ultimately the goal is to really provide our young men and young ladies with an experience that they're going to remember as they, you know, as they transition. Not just, I mean, they could be freshmen, sophomores, modified. I mean, but at the end of the day, it's not losing sight of that, because we as a district truly know and understand the value that sports play in the lives of our children. But at this current time, we're just focusing on that teaching and learning, looking at these 10 weeks that we're in this remote model and then transitioning to provide those opportunities.
Now, physical education is part of the remote model that the district has been using. Early reports on that is that's been going very well, and that the students in across the city school district, that attendance has been good and participation has been great. Have you been encouraged by what you've seen so far?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think our staff are doing the best that they can to connect, you know, in this virtual world, and then trying to provide this synchronous and asynchronous way in which to deliver instruction so that, you know, students are not sitting behind a computer the entire time. So it is important for us to truly focus on the health and well-being and the social emotional well-being of our young men and young ladies. So it is trying to find that balance and making sure that we can deliver information and instruction cognitively through a Zoom, but then we're allowing students to take that information and apply it in that of movement so that we can work on that core, you know, work on these young men and young ladies who've been home since March, and then also connecting them to the resources that we have within our community. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, our centers within the Rochester community are providing access to opportunities and programs as well. So just trying our best to continue to keep them informed, but also keep them connected to what's taking place here in Rochester and being creative on creating other resources within the community to keep them involved.
If and when you do get the green light, Carlos, what do you think will be some of the new challenges and new things that need to be addressed in order for competition to exist interscholastically?
I think for us, I mean, we're a large urban district. You know, we've got 10 plus high schools. We've got, you know, 15 plus middle schools. So I think the some of the obstacles is that of transportation, which I think even districts that have started have some challenges within that particular element as well. And then sustaining program is just making sure that, you know, as we do transition, that we promote and advocate and share the opportunities that are available as our students transition back into building. But, you know, the transportation is one that's always, because like I said, we're a big district and our students are school of choice. So their students are across the district as a whole, attending different schools within the same neighborhoods. So that's one particular piece that we're navigating as we speak.
Sure. Carlos Cotto, Director of Health Physical Education for the Rochester City School District. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the time, the insight. We wish you well moving forward. And just like you, we want to see the young men and women from the City School District back on the fields and safe as soon as we can. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
So that's it. Week number two of the Connors and Ferris High School Show, brought to you by Salvatore's In the Books. My thanks to all of our guests today. Of course, to my new co-host, Steve Bradley. Thank you for being here, Steve. Fantastic job as always. And I love the fact that you're giving me kind of a deeper dive into content. We can't talk about games yet because they're not happening, but we do have a fantastic interview. We expect that for next week. Should you give a quick 45-second preview of what that's going to be about?
Sure. We're going to talk with Kristen and Connor Williams. Kristen and Connor. Kristen's they're from Victor. And Connor, a lot of people know him because he's been around. He's an all-grade Rochester basketball player. He's nearly 7 feet tall. And Kristen is one of the more active sports moms in Section 5, and, you know, she's been active on Twitter. She's been a big supporter of high school sports and what COVID's been like for them. As Connor is heading into his senior year, he's trying to position himself for the next step with college, and the family went on a health kick to try and position themselves together. We're going to find out about that. And Victor's Jeff Mandel is going to be part of that conversation too. Jeff, a multi-sport athlete at East Rochester growing up, has had great success with the Blue Devils, and kind of take us what's been going on behind the scenes and how they're getting ready for football season in March over in Victor.
Well, again, everybody, thanks for listening. We're recording these shows to start the school year, and then we'll be back in studio as soon as we can later on this fall, hopefully this fall. But all of our shows will be posted on our website, ConnorsandFerrisShow.com. My thanks to our producer, Rich Jones, for working us with the audio there, and our friend and former colleague, John Moriello, for hosting our website, ConnorsandFerrisShow.com. And make sure you check out John's great website, NewYorkSportsWriters.org, which is great. It's one-stop shopping for high school sports in New York State. Takes a lot of folks to get this show off the ground. I appreciate Steve being on board as my co-host this year. If you ever want to sponsor our show, without our sponsor, we couldn't be on the air. You can connect with us via Twitter, and we can tell you all about our rates and support high school sports because we love talking about it. We couldn't do it without the support of our sponsors. So that's it, folks. Have yourself a great rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you again next week on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you, of course, by Salvatore's Pizza.